Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our attention to Apple, the tech giant known for its innovative products and loyal customer base. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get into it.
Apple is famous for its product design and brand loyalty, which have created a strong emotional connection with consumers. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in product updates and pricing?
Status quo bias plays a significant role in Apple's product strategy. They often make incremental updates to their products, like the iPhone, to maintain a sense of familiarity while still offering something new. This strategy appeals to consumers who prefer the comfort of the known, reducing the perceived risk of switching to a different brand. Loss aversion is also evident in their pricing strategy. Apple sets high prices for its products, capitalizing on the idea that customers associate higher prices with higher value. They also create a fear of missing out FOMO by limiting supply or CR.
And this approach isn't just limited to consumers. Investors also exhibit status quo bias by continuing to invest in Apple, expecting steady returns based on past performance. The brand's strong market position reinforces this bias, making it a go-to stock in many portfolios.
Exactly. The brand's consistency and reliability create a feedback loop where positive investor sentiment keeps the stock price high, which in turn reinforces the belief that Apple is a safe investment.
Now, let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Apple. The company has been vocal about its commitment to DEI, but how does this play into behavioral finance?
Apple's DEI efforts are an important part of their corporate identity. From a behavioral finance perspective, this can be seen as a form of signaling Apple wants to signal to consumers and investors that they are a socially responsible company. This not only helps attract a diverse workforce, but also appeals to socially conscious investors who are looking for companies that align with their values. However, if Apple's actions don't match their rhetoric, they could face backlash, which would negatively impact their reputation and stock performance.
Investors are increasingly looking at how companies handle DEI as a factor in long-term sustainability. Any perceived inconsistencies in Apple's DEI initiatives could lead to a loss of confidence among these investors.
Right. Apple's brand image is closely tied to its commitment to social responsibility, and any missteps in DEI could lead to a loss of trust. This could result in reputational damage, which might cause investors to reassess their views on the company's future growth prospects.
Speaking of global markets, Apple has a significant presence worldwide, and they've had to adapt their strategies to different regions. How does Apple manage this, and what role does behavioral finance play in their approach?
Apple's success in global markets is a testament to their ability to understand and respond to local consumer behaviors. They've been particularly effective in markets like China, where they've adapted their product offerings and marketing strategies to align with local preferences. From a behavioral finance perspective, Apple's approach can be seen as an effort to minimize uncertainty and loss aversion. By tailoring their products and services to fit regional needs, they reduce the risk of rejection and ensure that their brand remains relevant and desirable across different cultural contexts.
And this adaptability is crucial because it allows Apple to maintain a consistent global brand while still resonating with local markets. For example, the introduction of installment payment plans in markets where upfront costs are a barrier to entry has helped Apple expand its customer base.
Exactly. Apple's ability to navigate cultural and economic differences while maintaining its premium brand image is one of its strengths. However, this also requires a deep understanding of local consumer psychology, which is where behavioral finance insights can be particularly valuable.
Now, let's compare Apple to other companies in the industry, like Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Apple's brand loyalty and product ecosystem set it apart from companies like Amazon and Alphabet, which are more diversified in their offerings. Apple's investor base is often driven by the perception of stability and reliability, which is reinforced by the company's consistent product launches and strong financial performance. In contrast, companies like Amazon, which focus on scale and efficiency, might attract investors who are more interested in growth potential and market dominance. Meanwhile, Meta, with its focus on social platforms, faces different behavioral finance challenges such as.
And unlike these companies, Apple's focus on hardware and premium pricing creates a different kind of investor confidence. Investors see Apple as a company that can maintain high margins and generate consistent revenue, which contributes to its perception as a safer investment.
Absolutely. Each of these companies operates in a different space, and the behavioral finance dynamics that influence their stock prices reflect their unique strengths and challenges.
For Apple, the combination of brand loyalty, premium pricing, and global adaptability has created a strong foundation that continues to attract both consumers and investors.
To sum up, Apple's approach to business is deeply intertwined with behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product strategies, global market adaptations, or their DEI initiatives. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clear picture of what drives Apple's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.